The leader of the United Renaissance Party, URP, Charles Kufuor-Yu, says he's still in alliance with the NDC because of Professor Mills' personality and his magnanimity towards his political opponents. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Wayu, however, said he has a problem with the government's economic policies. He said if the Mills government could establish factories and create jobs, he'll be the most successful president after Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. He spoke to George Ankra.
My party, URP, were in alliance with Adam Mills and John Mahama, then they're the NDC. But the only problem I have with them is the economic policy. We have to change that. So if they don't change that, we're having our Congress somewhere around October or November, and then you'll hear about us. But so far, we are working in the villages, helping to build schools, helping the farmers with cutlasses. At the time, you go to Bonsasso in Ashanti region, you go to Maswa Dubia, go to Goryeo Sumeria. We're working there, eastern region, central region, helping the people. That's what we're doing. That's what I like, practicality. As you can see, when the white men left here in 1957, they left a surplus of £200 million. That's the colonial massa. And no black man has come and left the surplus. And then with just £200 million, look what Nkrumah built. He built over 300 factories just with the £200 million. But all the leaders who have come, they've had billions. And none of them can build any factory to put the people to work. So something is wrong. Kufuor came, I supported him to come because they wiped out his debt. It was a serious mistake. It's a blow to Ghana. $6 billion or something was forgiven. We left the same debt again. Where did the money go? Not a single factory was built. They didn't put the people to work. We have the URP. We have an absolute proof economic policy. We're going to depend on the natural resources that we have. The subsequent governments have given them away. We will take it back to use it to develop our nation. We don't believe that we can get developed by IMF, World Bank, America, Germany, China, France. We don't believe in that. We believe that the only way Ghana is going to move is by using our own resources. And that's exactly what we're going to do. You understand?
Apart from all that you plan to do, will you still continue to be in the alliance with the NDC, or you'll be breaking away to be self-reliant?
If Atamils win, I win. If I win, Atamils win. I like Atamils because he's a God-fearing man. And you see how tolerant he is. You saw their Congress. If it was any other African, he would have thrown Nana Akunadu in jail and stuff like that. But he was tolerant. This is real democracy this guy is practicing. It's very nice, huh? Sort of gives you encouragement. You know, he's a God-fearing man. He's tolerant. Have you ever seen any African leader like that? But if he can change his economic policy, this guy would be just perfect. But for some reason, the people around him, they're not businessmen. So all they tell you is that the same thing, they build a classroom here, this here. You know, we want to see steel plants. We want to see electronic plants. We want to see manufacturing plants. We want to see processing plants. He understands the problem of the poor. He sees that the schools under the trees are horrible things. And in a small way, he's trying to clear it. And I am very, very happy about that. This guy is all right. The only problem is the economic policy. It's got to take a tough guy to change it.
That was the leader of the URP, Mr. Kufuor-Yu.